You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. Today, we are joined by Dean Moss, who is the former general manager of the Beaufort-Jasper Water and Sewer Authority, and he now works with the Friends of the Spanish Moss Trail. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. We're excited to talk to you. Would you mind just introducing yourself a little bit and about your background and how you got to where you are today?
Sure. Again, I'm Dean Moss, and I have been in Beaufort here for about 35 years. The first 25 were as general manager of the Beaufort-Jasper Water and Sewer Authority, and the last 10 have been in what I could call active retirement. In addition to the trail, I'm also chairman of the board of the Port Royal Sound Foundation.
Awesome.
I'm on the board of the Open Land Trust and the South Carolina chapter of the Nature Conservancy. My background is essentially as a regional planner, mostly in the area of water resources. I've worked in North Carolina, Florida, Arizona, and here in South Carolina. So I've lived around the country, but again, I've been here 35 years and don't envision going anywhere else.
Don't blame you. You're in a beautiful place to stay and live in active retirement. I like how you put that. You're very involved. That's awesome.
Yep. As my wife says, you know, you are doing too much. When are you going to slow down? And then I say, well, slowing down just means me being bored, and I'm not about to be bored. I got too much energy. I'm going to have to do something. So I feel pretty good about what we're doing now and what we've done in the past.
That's awesome. I think that's great. I think it's good to find things to do and things that you're passionate about. So that's awesome. Well, would you mind just sharing a little bit about what you do with the Port Royal Sound Foundation? Because I'd love to hear more about that.
Sure. And I'm chairman of the board. The Port Royal Sound Foundation's function is the preservation of Port Royal Sound, which is one of the most unique estuaries on the Atlantic coast. We do that through a combination of education, research, and conservation. Most of our efforts to date have been in the education area. We have a facility out on the banks of the Port Royal Sound, which is we call the Maritime Center. And in it is it's effectively a museum and live demonstrations. It has animals and fish and other kinds of things swimming around. We have an art gallery that we have filled with art from interesting local artists. And we do lots of work with school kids and are working closely with other environmental groups in the area, working toward the preservation of lands around the sound, which is really the secret to maintaining the existing water quality. We're about to get started on a major research effort. We are doing cooperatively with the University of South Carolina, Beaufort. We have a couple of professors there that are in the marine science area and are doing research with us. I wouldn't say for us, but I'd say with us. And we continue to push that and anticipate that that's something that's going to grow much larger as we go forward. The sound itself is completely unique because it has literally no freshwater or virtually no freshwater flowing into it, unlike other estuaries in South Carolina, like Charleston Harbor or North Inlet. And therefore, it has salt water almost all the way up to I-95, about 20 miles inland, and in which you find seagoing animals, sharks, turtles, and other things that oysters that normally are found only in salt water are found well inland here. And the water quality in the sound is particularly good. It's really pristine, particularly in the northern parts where there's a whole lot of undeveloped property. So this is one of my passions is to protect that body of water. It is the most important asset that Beaufort County has because of the views, of the water quality, of the fish, the fishing that goes on, the seafood industry, the tourism industry that comes to participate and enjoy all the things we have to offer, the dolphins, the turtles, everything that people like really comes out of that sound and its environment. So it's a very important effort, and we've been going at it now for about 8 or 9 years, and I anticipate as we go forward, it's going to become more and more important, particularly as the population here continues to grow.
That's some incredible work, and I love that you're able to collaborate with the university to just further it and learn more about the area that you're in and preserving it. So that's awesome. Well, one of the main reasons we brought you on today was to talk about the Spanish Moss Trail. And so I would love to just hear from your perspective a little bit more, A, about the trail for anyone that is unfamiliar with Beaufort and that's listening so they can know what it is, and then what makes it such an incredible trail.
Sure. Well, the Spanish Moss Trail sits on the right-of-way of what was known as the Port Royal Railroad. And that railroad was initially developed before the Civil War as a mechanism of bringing crops from the Midlands of South Carolina around Augusta, in the Augusta area, down to the port here in Port Royal. The war obviously interrupted that effort. But in 1870, it was recreated, and a railroad was established to bring trains back and forth between Augusta and Port Royal. That railroad experienced ups and downs probably for its entire life, and eventually it was purchased, particularly right-of-way and the rails, et cetera, were purchased by the South Carolina State Ports Authority back in the 80s, and they would use that to run cargoes back and forth to the docks at Port Royal. In about, I'm just going to say, somewhere around 2008, 2008, 2007, they decided to get out of the business. Actually, they get out of the business in about 2003. And by 2008, they decided they wanted to get rid of the right-of-way. They offered it to Beaufort County, who decided not to take it. And then they offered it to the Beaufort-Jasper Water and Sewer Authority. When you're in the water and sewer business, right-of-way is gold. And this is a 100-foot-wide right-of-way running all the way pretty much from the town of Port Royal up to Yemassee, South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
And so the Water Authority negotiated with the Ports Authority, and we bought that right-of-way in about 2010. There was a lot of debate that went on in Beaufort about what to do with it. There were a group of folks that wanted to run a dinner train from Yemassee to Port Royal back and forth. And there were a whole lot of folks, including myself and many of the people that I was associated with, that saw it as a great opportunity for a rails-to-trail investment. The county elected, finally, to not do a dinner train. So Beaufort Jasper leased a substantial portion of the right-of-way from Port Royal to the Whale Branch River to the county for 90 years for a dollar. Following that, we got a visit from some folks from Atlanta associated with an organization called the PATH Foundation. And the PATH Foundation is a nonprofit that does nothing but build trails. And they have been responsible for most of the great trails in the Atlanta area, including the Silver Comet and others. They're working on the Belt Line in Atlanta right now. And they were sent down here by one of their board members, who is a resident, part-time resident of Beaufort County, owns a very substantial property adjacent to the trail, and who is a very interested and committed bike rider. And he knew what was happening and said, go on down there and see whether it makes sense for us to get involved in putting a trail along that right-of-way. Well, they came down and we walked the right-of-way and looked at it and talked about it. And they went back to Atlanta and prepared a proposal for their board. And the board said, yeah, great idea. Let's do it. And then what we did was work with them to design. They basically did the design for the first piece of the right-of-way, which ran from Allison Road, which is near the hospital in Beaufort, up to Depot Road, which is essentially a road that extends up and connects with Bay Street, which is the main street in downtown Beaufort.
Right.
About a mile. And the board member, who is a very wealthy individual, simply donated that first section. He said, we'll build it. It'll be what we call the model mile. And so with the county's permission and support, and the kind of interested support of, not financially at this point, but of the two, of City of Beaufort, Town of Port Royal, we went ahead and built that first mile. And it was an enormous success. And it was built basically as a concrete path, 12 feet wide, landscaped, and included one crossing of a creek behind the Technical College of the Lowcountry. And it was opened up in very early, late 2011, early 2012. And it was a great success. We immediately started working on the next piece, which ran south down toward Port Royal. And in that piece, we were able to get a very substantial donation from a couple of local organizations. Blue Cross Blue Shield gave us a very substantial amount of money in recognition of one of their board members. We had a great contribution from the hospital, from the City of Beaufort, from the Town of Port Royal, and again from the PATH Foundation's board member and local landowner donor. And that section was opened in late 2013. From there, we kept going. And over the next 2 years to 3 years, we completed the trail all the way out to Clarendon Road, which is a total trail length now of about 10 miles.
It's a decent chunk.
We don't get into Port Royal directly, but we have, through signage, managed to direct users kind of cross-country about a half mile over to the stoplight at Paris Avenue, where they can safely cross Rebo Road. We're in the process now of working with the county and the Town of Port Royal to create a safe crossing of Rebo Road so that the trail will go straight across Rebo Road and into Port Royal. And that's the main project that we're involved in at the moment. Another project we're working on is to connect the trail directly to downtown Beaufort.
Very nice.
The county has recently completed a study on paths in Beaufort County and did a survey of folks in the county and asked what the number one priority was in Beaufort County for a trail construction. And that project was listed as number one, connecting the trail where it is there at the end of Depot Road up to and into downtown Beaufort. So that project is underway, and we will be doing it kind of a piece at a time. And the first piece gets us to Rebo Road. And once we've started, I'd say, turning dirt on that, I think the City of Beaufort is going to pursue a planning and public involvement for the next piece. And of course, we will help them with that wherever we can. It has become an enormous success, I guess is the best way to say it. We're reviewed in Outside Magazine this last year, and we were listed as one of the 10 best urban trails in the country.
That's an incredible honor.
You know, with things like the High Line in New York and the, you know, the trail along the lakes in Chicago. So I'm not quite sure how that happened, but I'm embracing it every chance I get.
As you should.
There's a master plan, and ultimately the trail will go from Clarendon Road out and ultimately to the county's fishing pier, which is on the Whale Branch. For a section of it, it is not on the railroad right-of-way. It runs through private lands for which donations were made, and it will go back to the right-of-way after we get past Grays Hill and down the road a little bit. It'll cut back in around Detour Road over to the right-of-way and then back down to back to the boat ramp. So as a project, it's been very satisfying, and again, I want to stress that And this is probably important, that this trail does not belong to the Friends of the Trail.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to Beaufort County, and it is managed by Beaufort County in cooperation with the city of Beaufort and the town of Port Royal. The Friends role here is to promote it, is to do what we can to make it better by getting benches in, drinking fountains, trees, anything we can do to make it a more appealing place. We've been doing it.
Okay.
And we've been pretty successful on that. We've got some very, very great donors that keep going. We don't spend a lot of money except to do things on the trail. So it's a labor of love, I think, for all, everybody involved. The county's been very supportive and continues to be supportive. The engineering design for the new crossing down into Port Royal is a county-funded engineering project that's ongoing right now. And the project to connect the depot trailhead to downtown is a cooperative project between the county and the city of Beaufort. So we're getting good cooperation from all the governmental entities as we're working on this. And I think they understand that as an asset, this probably is the most heavily used recreation asset in Northern Beaufort County, just in terms of people on it all the time.
I bet.
We've installed or having the county install counters. And even during the dark days of the COVID, we were getting hundreds of people a day out there. And maybe the COVID was responsible for that.
I'm sure it helped bring people outside. I know you talked about basically its founding, how it's coming along. It was really cool to hear about where you guys are planning on taking the trail as well, or where the county is. That's awesome. What are some of the main activities that people can do on the trail?
Well, the two things you see most on the trail are bike riders and walkers. Biking in Beaufort is becoming an important. Before the trail, unless you were a very active rider and a good rider and a confident rider, there really was no place for you to ride. If you were a confident rider, and I am, I guess, in that category, you could ride any street in town, or you could ride the highway. You could, if you didn't mind traffic going by you at 40, 50 miles an hour on your left side, you were fine. But most people are not that way. Most people are want to ride, but they're scared and they don't trust themselves out there in the highway. And mostly they don't trust the people in the cars. Completely understandable.
Right.
So the trail all of a sudden provided this place where they could go and ride and be comfortable. So what we have had, I think, in Beaufort is an explosion of old bikes coming out of garages, which had not been used in years, being upfitted a little bit at the bike shops, and all of a sudden people were riding them. Of course, you know, during the COVID, the bike sales business just went through the roof.
I bet.
Low Country Bikes here in Beaufort simply couldn't get bikes fast enough for people that wanted to buy them. And the trail has contributed to that enormously. So you get a lot of bike riders and you get families, you get riders with little carriages behind them towing children or dogs. You get whole families riding together. It's really a remarkable sight when you get everybody out there enjoying themselves. Walking is also something that is very popular on the trail. People will walk down the trail. And of course, it's a little challenging sometimes. And we're working and have been working to try to help solve some of this is that, you know, bike riders go a lot faster than walkers. And so when you're walking along and all of a sudden a biker swings by you on the left without letting you know, it can startle you. So we've been trying to convince bike riders that they need to announce themselves. And we're getting better at that, I think. But there are people that walk that trail every day. Every day they're out there doing the same walk, and they've been doing it every day all year, and they'll probably continue doing it even after the COVID business disappears. You get runners. We're having fishermen. There are two or three trestles across the trail that give people access to fishing, and two of those trestles anyway have specific cutouts in them so that fishermen can get out of the path of the bicycles and bicycle riders and the walkers and fish. So we do get a lot of fishermen. We get bird watchers. We just get nature people that go out there to sit and sniff. We've got benches scattered around, so people meet out there and talk and chat. So it's a little bit of everything. You know, it's just this long linear park, and people use it like it's a park. They'll stop and look and sit and walk and whatever makes them happy. And the trail is designed specifically for that. And part of the purpose of the Friends is to continue to enhance those experiences for people. It's a remarkable situation.
I agree full-heartedly. It's awesome. So how can people in the community or even visitors help support the Spanish Moss Trail?
A couple of things. First, they can support the Friends, and we have ways for them to do that. We have a website. We have an app, which is available on both the Apple Store and other app dispensaries. At each of the trailheads now, we have a little sign that explains what they can do if they want to make a donation. We love donations. They can be in a check. They can be on the computer. We're happy to have them all. We also have opportunities for people if they would like to have a tree planted in someone's name. We have a little place for that.
Oh, I love that.
And we're doing a couple more of those, I think, as we go forward with places that people can plant. And each of those places needs to have irrigation. We can't do it just generally along the trail. We need to create irrigation systems. So if we plant trees, they obviously can stay alive. People can purchase a bench and put their name on a bench. Businesses can purchase a bench. They can rent a bench with a plaque on it in their business's name. There are many opportunities if people want to donate to the Friends and to the health and welfare of the trail. Another thing they can do is that it's important that the elected officials, both at the county and in Port Royal and Beaufort, understand how important that trail is to people. So anytime they get the opportunity to say, look, that trail's critical, we've got to keep it maintained, we've got to keep improving it, we've got to build some more, they can do that. And that is as big a help probably at this point as anything else, because there's lots of competition for resources in these communities. But if people make it clear that the trail is an important asset that needs to be improved and maintained, I think the elected officials and the appointed officials, the city managers, et cetera, mm-hmm. will hear that and will be supportive of it. So at any rate, the main thing they can do is go out there and use it and have fun. That's our perspective on it. If people are doing that, we're happy.
I think that's great. And I think that's a perfect note for us to end on. So thank you so much, Dean. And just for everyone to be aware, you can find their website at SpanishMossTrail.com. And the app is also called the Spanish Moss Trail Mobile Guide. Make sure you go ahead and find those and be prepared when you're visiting or if you're local to spend some time on a beautiful trail. Thank you so much, Dean, for joining us.
Thank you, Natasha, for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Oh, we've loved having you and getting to learn more about kind of the history and how the Spanish Moss Trail came to be. So this was fantastic. And everyone, don't forget to like and subscribe, and we will see you all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.